I'm ready. Are you ready, Mark?
I'm ready. What about you guys up there?
This is a wedding podcast by Tree Studio,
where you can find your new weekly wedding insight.
Unsure about which venue is best for you?
Or are you choosing the right photographer?
Turn your dial up.
You're now listening to
Tree Studio Wedding Podcast.
Hi guys, it's Mark from Tree Studios. So today we're going to talk about five actionable steps to work out your wedding day timeline. So all the brides expect to have a as smooth as possible wedding day. The question is, how can we achieve that? Step into the wedding photography industry 7 years ago, I have witnessed hundreds of couples tie the knot. Through this journey, I have learned some important lessons and gained some vital experience on how to guide the bride to run a smooth wedding day. The step one is get a big idea from a generic wedding day timetable. To start with, it's crucial to check out a generic wedding day timeline to give yourself some ideas about how the day runs for most other brides. You can always find the blog on the internet or just check out the Tree Studio wedding blogs. If the timeline doesn't suit you, don't worry. Now we're gonna make it suit you. Step 2, confirm when your wedding ceremony starts. Your wedding ceremony is the first thing to be set up when you compose a wedding day timeline. Melbourne is a city with multicultural and open spirits. The brides from different communities have their own preference to organize the wedding. Here, I will list some typical wedding ceremony I have experienced. Number 1, a traditional indoor wedding ceremony in a church. To say I do indoors can bring you heaps of benefits. You have the flexibility to organize your wedding ceremony between 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. without the issue of weather and lighting change. Number 2, a natural embrace outdoor wedding ceremony in the garden. An outdoor wedding ceremony is another choice if you prefer a more natural view and unique decorations. 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. is actually the best time to tie the knots outdoors. If you get married in the summer, please set the place in the shade or hire a marquee. Water station is also preferable. When you choose a winter wedding, try to push the ceremony time a bit earlier. Natural lighting is essential for your wedding photographer to create the image perfectly suit your style. Number 3, an early wedding ceremony in the morning. In some cultures, the bride and groom prefer to have another earlier wedding ceremony in the morning to celebrate their traditional and cultural way. When you organize it before the civil wedding ceremony, the only thing you need to worry about is you need to wake up really early. Your makeup artist and hairstylist need a bit time to let you ready in front of your family and friends. Step 3, opt your preparation time before the ceremony. Before the ceremony starts, the bride and groom normally get prepared separately. Whether you prefer your wedding photographer to cover the getting ready part to make a consistent story or not, the timeline for this part won't change too much. For a comprehensive photography coverage, we normally spend 1 hour at the groom's place first and then 1.5 at the bride's place. The makeup artist and hairstylist should almost make all the girls ready for the photos. 15 minutes is my recommended overlap time for your wedding photographer and makeup artists. Add 15 to 20 minutes extra time than Google Maps for traveling from the bride's prep place to the ceremony place. Even though most wedding photographers have excellent driving skills, but a bit extra time for them to find proper parkings is essential. Number 2, when you have both photographer and videographer coming to shoot your preparations, extend 20 to 30 minutes extra shooting time to avoid a morning rush. They both need a bit time to discuss the capturing process between them. When you stay a bit far away from your partner's getting ready place, you should consider hiring a second photographer and videographer to capture the preparation separately. The groom and his men won't get pissed off because your wedding photographer is knocking the door too early. Number 3, wedding with a traditional Greek, Macedonia, or Lebanese culture. For the weddings of some communities, dancing, drumming, and other cultural celebrations early before the ceremony are essential. The ones I listed above are familiar with. The preparation on each side may extend it to 2 to 3 hours. Step 4, confirm your timeline after the wedding ceremony before the reception introduction. This step is all about your wedding day photography. Below is my schedule as a wedding photographer. After the ceremony, you can always start mingling with your guests, allowing 10 to 20 minutes to let your family and friends say congratulations. Then we start with group photos and family photos. Although it might slightly subject to a photo list, most wedding photographers could cover this part perfectly around 30 minutes. Then we can do wedding portraitures at nearby locations. This part is one of the flexible parts of your big day. I would suggest to control it between 1 to 2 hours. You may either miss the opportunity for a timeless image or feel too tired to celebrate the reception when we go out of this range. Step 5. Choose the schedule for your reception. Depends on the culture and the bride's own preference. The timeline at the reception could be very versatile. Whether you're organizing a cocktail celebration, a formal sit-down banquet, or a dancing and drumming night, here is the number one rule. Don't organize any formalities when you guys eating. Below is a rundown for typical weddings, but to be honest, the actual timeline gets changed from wedding to weddings. You can definitely create your own unique schedule. First, we're gonna start with reception introduction. Depending on the culture, this part is quite versatile. A typical introduction for the parents, the bridal party, and the bride and groom is around 5 to 10 minutes. However, for some Arabic weddings I have captured, the celebration of the bridal entrance could be long as 1 hour. Then we are all served with the entry. Subject to how long your guest list, 20 to 30 minutes is typical. And then we are followed by the mains, which is gonna take about 30 to 45 minutes. After that, we are into the speech for around 20 minutes to 1 hour, depending how many guests are speaking. After the speech, we get into something more interesting, which is the cake cutting and the first dancing. This would typically take around 10 to 20 minutes. A father-daughter dancing will be organized as well. When the party time comes, you don't want to disrupt your guests too much. Give 1 to 2 hours in the dancing pool to let you and your guests celebrate. For some special lavish weddings, such as Macedonian weddings, the traditional dancing could last 3 to 4 hours in the middle of the night. At last, the reception is finished with the bouquet toast and the gather remove game. This will typically take around 5 to 10 minutes. Lastly, for the farewells, it may take 15 to 30 minutes to organize the farewell. People may stand in circle and say goodbye with you or make in a tunnel to let you run out with your loved ones. At some reception venues, they will help to organize a sparkling farewell to make the day more memorable for you. This is pretty much it for the wedding timeline guide, but if you are planning a wedding day timeline for the winter weddings, please don't hesitate to check out our Wedding Winter Melbourne blog. If you are organizing your location photos before your ceremony starts, please don't hesitate to come to our studio to consult with our photographers for a more personalized timeline. For the next episode, we're going to talk about the receptions in Dandenong Ranges. This is Mark from Tree Studio. Thank you.